Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
24 hours from right now, people. Make note. Remember where you'll be so you can remember where you were. When the 2025 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Day food draft commenced. Will Darris Dameron put together a plate that John Carlson calls an embarrassment? Will Ryan Clary draft gravy first overall for the third time in 5 years? Toby, you're out tomorrow. Maybe you're going to have to call in and participate. We'll have to figure something out. Will Danny Ruye make up a Thanksgiving food that doesn't actually exist and pretend like he ate it once many years ago to ruin everything? And how many trades will I make?
No one knows.
How many times will that phone ring as I'm trying to move up the board? See, in the real NFL draft, I'm trade down Paulson. In the Thanksgiving Day food draft, I'm trade up
Paulson. You give up your entire draft for mashed potatoes, Paulson.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. Sometimes you got to just give everything up. Remember when there was a picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated of Mike Ditka and Ricky Williams in uniform?
I sure do.
I think Ricky Williams was actually in a wedding dress or something.
Yep.
Remember that?
They were
like getting married together?
Mm-hmm.
Me, mashed potatoes in a wedding dress, Sports Illustrated. Put it on the cover.
Meanwhile, we had LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuel.
Right. Northern Virginia Magazine, just me and mashed potatoes. I traded everything to go get them. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We're giving away Paisano's Pizza gift card for $50 in 1 hour at 4. But let's get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to our buddy Tom Shad, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Tom, so let's start with the Jaden Daniels comments. I know you were out at Northwest Stadium today with a bunch of reporters. He was speaking with the media about his return to play. So I assumed when we heard he was at practice Monday that he's definitely going to be back for Minnesota. Am I assuming too much here? Is there a chance that this lingers for a few more weeks and being back at practice is not the flex that I think it is?
No, I think it's a fair assumption. I mean, I think as with anything, it's kind of a wait and see how things fare at practice, right? I mean, it's going to be so kind of touch and go this week just to see how comfortable he is and how he's feeling. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of there with you where I'm assuming the Minnesota game is probably the most likely outcome here. And there wasn't really anything that he said today that would change that timeline. You know, it was a lot of, you know, he said he's taking it day by day, week by week, that sort of thing. But my kind of read on that was status quo, you know, at least relative to what we heard from Dan Quinn, you know, yesterday. So, yeah, I think Minnesota, I'm right there with you. I guess Minnesota, I think, is the likely target.
So why did they, and some of it, obviously, you're limited by injury clearances, medical diagnoses, and you know, things like that. But it still feels like they do this vagary, no information session all the time when it comes to injuries and returning. I mean, we had to pretend that Terry McLaurin had an ankle problem when it was a hold-in. You know, whatever this is, Tom, it feels like we've been doing this an awful lot where we're, you know, like Columbo looking for clues, trying to figure out when someone's going to play again.
Yeah, and you can imagine how it feels for us on the beat to try to suss out everything and come up with kind of a reasonable expectation. And I think, you know, I think that's kind of just what it boils down to is, like, you know, if you say somebody's returning week X and then something goes wrong and they don't return week X, you know, everybody freaks out. And I think kind of the team's standpoint is, you know, if you don't set kind of like an expectation or a target or whatever, you have more wiggle room in case things change. And, you know, we saw a little bit of that, I guess, with Noah Brown, where, like, you know, he missed four games and then there's an expectation that he was going to come back. Something, you know, went wrong. He had to go on IR. And Dan Quinn said that it wasn't a setback, but kind of the way that things played out, I mean, if he was, you know, not placed on IR initially, then you have to place him on IR after the fact. It kind of appears and becomes clear that it was some sort of setback. So that's kind of my read on it. But yeah, I'm right there with you with the frustration. You know, I would love if Dan Quinn sat down on a Monday and said, well, you know, so-and-so is going to be out for 4 weeks and, you know, ask me again in 4 weeks. That makes my job a lot easier. So it is frustrating.
And I get it, right? Like Shanahan was the same way when I covered him every day. And most coaches in the league are not walking you guys into the training room and telling you who's out for how long. But there's more of a vagueness with this player than there is anyone else on the team, I feel like. And that's for an organization where Adam Peters cut his teeth in New England with Bill Belichick. Like if somebody's hurt, they're not talking post game in the locker room. That's not a football thing from when I covered the league, but that's definitely the trend here now, obviously, right? And like you'll go 5 weeks without talking to Terry McLaurin when he was hurt. And that wasn't a thing when guys were hurt when I was covering the team a handful of years ago, but it is now. But with Jaden, like they've never said he broke his rib last year. That was last year. You know, he said he broke his rib. So it just seems like there's a vagueness that also creates a lot of like where's Waldo stuff here that Dan Quinn has gotten frustrated by a couple of points. It's like, well, if you don't say anything, then you can't be upset when people are trying to figure out where Waldo is.
Yeah. And I get it from both sides. I mean, like, you know, they're going to say like there's, you know, a sort of competitive advantage thing. And like, you know, obviously, if they say Jaden is going to be out for, you know, X number of weeks or whatever, it allows every team in that span to not have to prepare for him or, you know, whatever. I get all of that. But yeah, there is a sort of kind of expectation management piece of it too, and a PR piece of it too. So, like I said, I get it from both sides. As somebody on the kind of the side that I'm on, I would love for more clarity on a weekly basis, though.
Tom Shatt of the Washington Post. So then two things. One, I guess to put a bow on the Daniel stuff, you think it's a lock that he plays again in the next few weeks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Near lock, I guess I'd say. Yeah. I mean, okay. with everything that I've heard about kind of the injury, these injuries generally, and with what he said today, with what Dan Quinn has said, yeah, I think he's very, very likely to come back.
And then the related question would be, I'm envisioning a world where I'm in Minnesota watching that Vikings game in a couple weekends, and Daniels is back, and McLaurin and Noah Brown are out there with Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane, you know, with a full cavalry of backs and tight ends, and with their offensive line intact, and now sans Austin Ekeler, basically, you got your whole offense. I mean, that is one of the healthiest offenses in the NFL at that point. If this comes to fruition, won't that be interesting to see how they stack up with Kingsbury in year two, calling plays with Daniels in year two, with kind of the designed offense together against the number 7 defense in the NFL? That will be revealing, I feel like.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And that's kind of, I think, where the rest of this season is going to head. I mean, obviously, you still have a mathematical shot of the playoffs very, very minuscule. There's a chance, I think, technically, that they could be out of the playoffs by the time they go to Minnesota. So, you know, I think it's really just about building momentum for next year. And I understand kind of the fan sentiment of, you know, punt on the rest of the season and, you know, whatever, put everybody in bubble wrap for 2026. But I think from a more pragmatic standpoint, like, you need to get this group together and you need to see what you have and things are, you know, how things are kind of working together, because there are lots of decisions that you're going to have to make in the off season. Right. And so to be able to see like a Terry, Noah, Debo wide receiving core, that's valuable for you if you're Adam Peters heading into the next year. And it's valuable just in terms of vibes. Like, you know, nobody in that organization wants to go into the off season, like, you know, having lost whatever it would have been. You know, if they lose out, like, it's just terrible for the whole off season. I think it's valuable kind of across the board for that organization to get some wins, or at least have some bright spots kind of going into the off season. And again, getting a valuable look at kind of some of these players that they envisioned being together all year, finally being together here at the end.
So, Tom, and Dan Quinn referenced this yesterday to a degree, talking about safety. The thing I care about, because to me this is all the rest of these games are garbage time. Like, in other words, there's a reason we don't go nuts if somebody's down, if a team's down 30 and a guy throws for two touchdowns to make them down 14. Who cares? The game's over, right? That's what this is to me. When the meaningful sample happened, they didn't win. But that's my own a little editorial. But my point is, I'm not going to overreact to a sample one way or the other. They can have whatever priorities they want. The thing that I care about is Jaden Daniels protecting himself, not taking hits when they're down by 30 in the fourth quarter to Seattle or whatever, getting rid of the football earlier, and not being the most contacted quarterback in the NFL when he plays. Dan Quinn kind of referenced that yesterday. That's, to me, the most intriguing part about his return to play. Just expound on that. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this has been kind of a story or a topic since he, you know, came out of LSU, right? And probably even predating that. Just, you know, it's his superpower to be able to scramble and extend plays and make things happen with his legs. And it's also kind of what puts him at risk for injuries like this. I mean, the plays that he's got injured on this year have all been him trying to extend it and make something happen, not doing anything rash, but I mean, it's all kind of as things have broken down. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Quinn referenced it, and then Jaden Daniels today, when we asked him something along the lines of like what this season has been like for him, he said it's been, you know, a learning experience, that it's his second year in the league, and you know, he's learning with each passing year. And I think, you know, he's obviously cognizant of the fact that he needs to be out there on the field and that there's a lot riding on him as the franchise quarterback. But I think that's still something that he is trying to figure out, or should, you know, be figuring out, kind of how do you balance when to just throw it away, live to play another down, when you try to, you know, be Superman on a particular play. And that's challenging, right? Because, again, you can't be too cautious. You lose kind of the pieces of the game that make him special. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that he's certainly cognizant of, and is something that, you know, we'll see kind of the rest of this season and moving forward, kind of him figuring that out and getting better in that area.
Drilling down on that a little further, we had Jay Gruden and Herm Edwards, among others, on the show, but a couple of head coaches who have, you know, been in quarterbacks' ears before. And they've both kind of said the same thing to us, which is, you know, Jaden Daniels gets out there, he's going to be Jaden Daniels, and you kind of need him to be, right? Like, there's no governors here, so to speak. I wonder if you believe in Dan's commentary that protecting yourself is a learned skill. I think that was the phrase he used yesterday. And that, like, with more reps, just like anything else is part of the game as a quarterback, like, that will come, similar to Danny's question, but, like, just philosophically, do you agree that the more he plays, the more often he will make the right decision, or is this just always going to be part of the equation with this really incredible talent?
Not to give a cop-out answer. I think it's both. You know, I think there's always going to be some sort of degree of this with a guy that has the ability that he has. But I also think that it's something that can be changed and improved upon over time with more reps. I just think it is, I mean, I do kind of side with Dan Quinn on that it is like a skill. And a lot of it is like split second decision-making, you know, that it's hard to like, it's not like something that you can work on at practice per se, you know, where you're like, when I'm in this exact position, I'm going to do X. But I do think it's something just with additional reps, and again, just kind of keeping it more as a focus. It's something that can change, and also just getting a better feel for the rhythms of the NFL game, which I think is, you know, something that we kind of have discounted with how good he was as a rookie. Like, he's still kind of in his first, whatever, 25, 30 games of his NFL career. You know, I think there's a tendency to look back at his rookie year and say, oh, wow, he was so good. So he has, you know, it's kind of the link his performance with like the amount of experience he has. He really doesn't have that much experience yet. And so I think you'll see that kind of continue to develop the more snaps that he has.
What's going to be different after the bye week? I'm thinking mostly on offense. Defense, we already kind of had a little bit of a tell with Dan Quinn in charge, and we'll see if that continues. But offensively, I mean, the pretty prevalent trend around the league is you line up under center. You run a lot of play action. They don't really do that. It's pistol, it's shotgun, et cetera. Do you expect much different on offense if and when Daniels is back and you enter McLaurin and hopefully Debo Samuel's healthy and you've got as close to a full complement as you've seen all year?
I think the biggest difference you're going to see is just a little bit more efficiency. I mean, in terms of what they're going to do schematically, I don't think it's going to be dramatically different. You know, we've seen Cliff Kingsbury kind of do some different things scheme-wise depending on the opponent. I think you'll continue to see that sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, in terms of like wholesale changes, I don't think you're going to see, I don't think you're going to see much of that. It's really just about, for them, I think, in this final month of the season, it's just about getting guys back out there. And like just having Terry McLaurin on the field, you know, we saw certainly in the first half of that Kansas City game how much changed for them offensively, right? Just with him being out there, you know, and he made a couple of incredible catches. But it's also just like how defenses have to play you differently when you have guys out there. So you have him, you have Noah back, and then if you're able to get, you know, Bill going a little bit on the ground, you know, more and pair him with Chris Rodriguez. I think some things just start to naturally open up. So I think you'll see probably a little bit more of that just because of health, not to mention Jaden coming back presumably in a couple of weeks. But yeah, in terms of like wholesale schematic changes, I don't think you're going to see much of that.
Tom Schatt of the Washington Post. I'm going to rattle off a few names. You jump wherever you want to. But who is this stretch run important for to show more than they have? Among the guys that have kind of had frustrating sophomore early career seasons, Johnny Newton, who was 36th overall last year. Ben Sinnott was just outside of the top 50, is scarcely used in the passing game. Mikey Sandra still is taking a big step back, but now he's getting to play outside where he looked good last year. Again, so a good opportunity for him. Maybe Jalen Lane. Like, is there someone else that you would say, man, it would be nice for them to finish the season strong after the way things have gone?
Yeah, I think Mikey Sandra still is the big one for me, and it's kind of just, you know, his play this year relative to his play last year, and trying to suss out to what extent was that him playing outside last year versus inside this year. So I think that's going to be like a good litmus test. And that's a guy that you really, you know, if he finishes strong and you have a lot of confidence in him going into 2026, that's a huge help, right? Like if you can go into next year, being able, you know, to feel like you can count on him and count on Amos, you know, that's a big deal, right? So I think he would be the big one. I know Johnny Newton has gotten a lot of talk, and he's going to have, you know, certainly a little bit more opportunity here heading down the stretch, you would think. But, yeah, for me, it's probably Sanders, still the guys who have something to prove here.
Tom, great to catch up with you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. You too.
And keep up the good work. Don't work too hard over the holiday, man. Get some time away to eat some turkey.
I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.